Hello, welcome to the Friday, November 13th, 2015 edition of the Sand Center Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich, and today I'm recording from Jacksonville, Florida. Yesterday I talked about the Microsoft patch from early in the week that caused problems in particular for Outlook users. Well, Microsoft now re-released that patch. That's a knowledge base article 309.7877, and with that the problems should be fixed. Haven't heard any additional issues since then, so apparently this re-released patch is now safe to apply. If you do run into any issues, please let us know. And Cisco apparently had issues with DNS for one of the domains that Cisco acquired a while ago. And I'm not sure if they're actually still using it very much, scansafe.net. Now, the ScanSafe brand has been somewhat retired by Cisco, but apparently they're still using it in some of their products. And today, for a while, this particular hostname, scansafe.net, did resolve to an IP address that's commonly associated with a botnet activity. We had a couple of users report that also one of our handlers confirmed it, and I do see some passive DNS records, for example, in dnsdb.info, so that certainly has happened. Not clear how widespread the issue was. For that matter, what the root cause was of this problem. And at the PacSec conference, researchers demonstrated how a Samsung Galaxy S6 can be exploited in order to listen in on phone calls. Now, in order to do so, they're exploiting a vulnerability in the baseband chip used in this particular phone. The baseband is essentially the chip that's responsible for the low-level communication with cell towers and the like. So essentially the network card, if you want to call it this way, for the cell phone network. What happens here is that with the particular chip that's used with the Samsung Galaxy S6, it is possible for a malicious base station to actually update the baseband chip firmware, which then of course can be used to install malicious code. This is accomplished with OpenBTS. OpenBTS is software that allows you to essentially set up your own little cell phone tower with the appropriate hardware. Doesn't take an awful lot of hardware. And the same baseband chip is used in other Samsung products, for example, the Note 4. Of course, it's very likely or possible that this baseband chip will be used in non-Samsung phones as well. Often, many manufacturers share those chips with each other. At the same event, a new exploit against Google Chrome on Android was also demonstrated that led to a complete compromise of the phone. Particular event, brand new phones were used that had been patched to the latest version of Android. And the Volatility Foundation did release a new version of the Memory Forensics Analysis Tool Volatility, version 2.5. Major updates are support for macOS 10.11 or El Capitan, as well as 10.10 or Yosemite, and also support for Windows 10, even though they're still calling that basic support, and then also added support for Windows 8.1 Update 1. That's really the big part here. We also have more support for more recent versions of Linux, and in general, the operating system support was expanded further. And on Tuesday, Microsoft also released a patch for Hyper-V. Now, this is a little bit interesting because it was released on Patch Tuesday, but was not actually included as part of the Patch Tuesday bulletins. Also, the problem itself is not really so much a problem with Hyper-V, but a problem with specific chipsets. Apparently, these chipsets are vulnerable to denial of service condition, and this update does implement a workaround that prevents this particular denial of service. Nothing really super critical here, I think. Microsoft does not give a list of the affected chipsets, at least not that I could find one, so you have to figure out yourself if you want to apply this or not. Well, and that's it for today. By the way, if you're living in Jacksonville, Saturday a week from tomorrow, there will be B-Sides Jax, so a free security conference. If you are in the area, if you have the time, probably worthwhile attending. Thanks for listening, and talk to you again on Monday. Bye.